everyone, and welcome to That Movie Podcast. Today, we're talking about Kung Pao with our friend Kim Houston from Nerd Noise. That's right. She came on the show, and she said some shit, and it was awesome, and it was a lot of fun, and you gotta listen. You have to. You're contractually obligated to listen. When you hit that subscribe button, you signed a contract. You didn't know it. You didn't read the terms and conditions. That's not my fault. So anyway, have you heard about longbox.fm? I mean, if you've been listening to the show, you should have. But if you haven't, why am I clicking my pen? I got a clicky pen. Super fucking ADD moment right there. Anyway, longbox.fm. Go there and listen to other podcasts that are awesome, like our friends Nerd Noise or Firefly Podcast, or there's others. Downercast is on there. Yeah, that's right. That's another show that I'm on with Brian DeBates. He's awesome. I got a huge man crush on him. So now is the time to say thanks to all our patrons. Sean Faust, Kim Houston, Ryan Schwalter, and Firefly Podcast. You all are awesome. Thank you for donating. We've already upgraded some of our equipment. We've got some new mics, some mic stands, etc., etc. We're excited. You know, this is the beginning of something awesome. We could just keep improving more and more. And it's exciting. Yeah. Okay. It's time to start the show, I believe. Now.
All right, everybody. It's time for That Movie Podcast.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Are you like a crazy person?
Negative. I am a meat popsicle.
Would you like to know more?
Point Break or Bad Boys 2?
Which one do you think I prefer?
No, I mean, which one do you want to watch first?
All right, everybody, welcome to That Movie Podcast! Woo!
I'm Matt.
I'm Jason.
I'm Stacy.
And we're joined by a special guest from Nerd Noise, Kim, or Pinky Floopaloopaloop.
No, Pinky Fluttershy is the youngest, Kimmy Vermillion. Just Kim, whatever, that's
Kim.
Whatever.
Kimmy Vermillion. There's too many syllables.
It's not like I keep my identity that secret, so yeah, no, I'm Kim.
So, how you doing, Kim?
I'm good.
How's things?
Good.
How's podcasting? You just came back onto Nerd Noise after a leave of absence.
A brief hiatus,
which was the longest hiatus ever. No, I had fun. I was in the Shrek musical for the city and finally got back on and been kind of getting back in the flow of things and stuff.
The three of us actually got to go see you and it was awesome.
I know, I'm so glad you guys went. Appreciate that. No, that
it was awesome.
I was happy to see that people I knew went and saw it. I was like, yay! I'm glad they had fun too, because I enjoyed being in it.
Yeah, and that fucking dragon head.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
No. I was like, okay, I heard Kim made the dragon head, and that was like all I heard about the show other than it was good, you know, but like I hadn't heard anything about it, and whenever it comes on stage, I was just like, holy shit.
It's like the size of like 8 people.
Yeah.
No, apparently the consensus, like even Nathan, like he even told me like he thought it was something that somebody was going to wear like on their shoulders, like as like a headgear.
Uh-huh.
And then he saw like everybody carrying it out. He was like, holy shit, no wonder she's been antisocial for all these like weeks.
Like, yeah,
that yeah, I had reasons. I'm a social butterfly, bitch. Watch me fly.
About like 18 gallons of Bondo.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say like, was it all expanding foam?
Yeah.
Like, nice. That's
well,
awesome.
The frame...
One like massive tub from Amazon.
No. Basically, I made the frame layout of pool noodles and stuff, and like wrapped it with plastic wrap plastic bags and stuff. And then yeah, they got me a bunch of expanding foam. And it was funny how they had me do it, because they were trying to figure out how to do a dragon, because I guess they weren't able to rent one. And so I was like, oh, well, you know, if you do
Well, they don't exist, so that kind of hurts the cause.
No,
call a local zoo, see if they have a dragon.
No, but I was telling Nicolette, I was like, well, you know, if you do like expanding foam like this, I go, that's how I've made a lot of props for cosplay. And then she was like, you know, you're volunteering yourself for this. I was like,
Shit.
So that I made the frame and brought it in the next day. And she's like, okay, yeah, you're doing this.
Nice. I was like, all
right. You're further than any of us. You do it.
That's really cool, though, because, I mean, that kind of it turns it into a more multi-dimensional experience.
No,
you know what I mean? You get to see art from somebody. It's not just like really shitty stage props and all that.
Well, no, like I enjoy doing stuff. I mean, like Matt and Stacey know, like I like to cosplay and stuff. Like I like to,
I know too.
Well, okay, yes, you know. Sorry. Wait, sorry.
Kim, apologies. Kim
Jason,
made
are
my...
you familiar with Kim? Have you met Kim? This is Kim.
Hi Kim, I'm Jason.
Oh, hi. Yeah. Hi, buddy.
Because yeah, Kim made my Red Hood hood.
Oh,
helmet.
Yeah.
And that's what I meant is I've made stuff for them, like, so they know, like, I enjoy doing that stuff. That's all I meant by that. But no, so
can you make me a fleshlight?
A fleshlight?
Yes.
Sure. I mean, I would just...
You want any, like, special requests? Like,
no.
I need it to be shaped like a...
I can get that latex going, man. I mean, you pay for the supplies, and I'll get it done. I mean,
a merfolk anus.
I'll need to know what you do with it afterwards.
I heard that you could use
the old fishing hole.
I heard that you could use a Pringles can, and you stuff it full of
sponges,
and then you just take a latex glove and you put it around the edge.
No. Guys in the pen call that a fifi.
I've heard of Pringles.
That's a lot more effective than your sock technique. Yeah.
Well, no, yeah, I was going to say, I've heard of, like, God. Pringles can with a sock in it with Vaseline all around the sides and stuff.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It just sounds like a Pringle can with a sock in it.
Yeah.
I mean, would you fuck it? If you're really desperate?
I mean, I'm not that wide, unfortunately. So I don't think there's really going to be any type of game.
You just stuff it with more socks, man.
I got it.
Just keep putting socks in there.
Or you just crush the can in a little bit.
Why don't I just hump the laundry basket?
Yeah. There you go.
Or a pillow.
Through the
I mean, either
holes
way.
On yeah. the, on this
ow,
side.
Ow, ow.
Get you more raw than just using a sock.
True, raw dog.
Don't do that. We only have one laundry basket.
I'll never be able to look at it the same.
No.
Meaning you did. Now it's a sex toy.
Make him feel the way you make him feel.
Well, it wasn't circumcised
damn
before.
Damn laundry basket, bitch.
Oh,
God.
Oh, shit.
It's like a tattered pirate flag.
Oh, man. Stupid allergies. Sorry.
It beats the scurvy.
Sorry, Stacey, listeners. Are you going to try out for the Mr. Burns show?
I don't know.
Okay, is this like Mr. Burns from The Simpsons?
Yeah, so what it is, from what Juan's told me, because I had never heard of it, so the rundown I got of it was that it's basically a post-apocalyptic world, and these survivors are telling the story of one episode from The Simpsons.
That sounds amazing.
And it's Cape
That's
Fear.
Awesome.
It's Cape Fear, the one where Sideshow Bob's going after Bob and
right.
or Bart, and then they
the
go.
The one that's like Cape Fear.
Yeah, there you go. Well, for those of
yeah.
those listening who don't know that, you know? So, so
hey,
yeah,
boy, I bought a new hockey mask and a chainsaw.
No, so they're retelling that episode, but then it goes 5 years later, and then it like shows how the storytelling has evolved and how it's changed.
So it's gonna be like a whole like actual like morality story.
Yeah, kind of like it shows like how one tale can be passed on throughout the years,
right.
and how it can help, I guess, a society evolve with it or something like that.
Nice.
So I mean,
so it's the postman.
Sure. Like, all right. But
Jason
no,
heard
just,
post-apocalyptic, so just postman is
yes.
all that he heard.
No, it's because they're talking about the literature. No, never mind. So.
But no, it sounds really cool. And I'm actually going to help with the props for that, too.
No throwing during the podcast, man.
My fun's gone.
Oh.
Shoot, boy, don't bother me.
You should make a box of Burnsios and, like, put him in the corner somewhere. Oh, and Mr. Sparkle.
I know I have to make an itchy and scratchy mask.
You gotta do the robots. Do the robot heads.
I made Bart Simpson because it has to be apocalyptic. So
oh,
I
yeah,
did
so
the
you
bubble
did,
wrap.
Yeah, I saw
yeah,
the hair.
That's what that was for. So, no.
You should make a bender and just throw him in there.
No.
See
you. God, you and the fucking Futurama every time.
I love Futurama.
Futurama's awesome.
I love Futurama, guys.
Yeah, Futurama.
Dude,
no,
I
Futurama.
Really watches
what,
Futurama.
No,
robots.
Yeah, Futurama's great, but Jason says he doesn't watch Simpsons because he watches Futurama.
Yeah.
I can understand that.
No, it's not one or the other. You watch both.
I say it as a joke now because you get so crazy about it.
It's
because
you're dumb.
No, I'm sorry.
And it's about your life. You're Homer Simpson.
No, I'm sorry. I'm one of those blasphemous people that I don't get the appeal of the Simpsons at all. Like,
well, not now, but like season 3 and...
Yeah, I mean, it's
no,
not
no.
To 10. It's turned into the, crap now, but like the old seasons.
No, no, no. They marathoned them, and I actually was like, okay, I'm going to finally sit down and watch these to see what the, you know, hype is. So, because Brady and all them love it.
Nice.
So I sat down and watched it, and yeah, I was just like, eh.
Did did it wrong.
I did it wrong.
Simpsons is beautiful. We have a stuffed animal iguana that we named Jub Jub.
Yeah.
Nice. You guys wouldn't get it, but it's amazing.
So how about at the Shrek show? I
drunkenly sang to Jub Jub before.
Nice. So I wanted to bring up a couple things at the beginning of the show that I thought were kind of important.
Oh my God, is Daddy going to hit Mommy right now?
I wouldn't call her Mommy, but...
No, she's definitely Daddy.
You're Mommy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I just wanted to bring up the fact that, that you know, now we're part of Longbox.fm. Just wanted to kind of throw that out there and say, you know...
We're contractually obligated to.
No, we're not really.
This is the one.
This is the one, yeah.
You get one.
No, yeah, if you guys enjoy us and enjoy our guests, especially the last two from Nerd Noise, because they're part of Longbox.fm as well.
Yeah.
So for other local shows from Fresno, just visit Longbox.fm to check out more local podcasts.
Hell yeah. You said that very succinctly. I know,
and you just started looking around like,
no, oh, I heard all this. I heard all this happening? Noise, and I thought it was the baby. And then, I look over to the side.
Is your baby at that party?
No, I know, right? Yeah. But then I looked over to the side, and then I summarized just all passed out on the chair in there. Anyway, other than that, I wanted to say that we finally have launched our Patreon.
Woo!
Woo!
Give us your money.
Give us your money. So, I wanted
that
to,
part out.
Yeah.
We need to build a new clubhouse.
So, no, it's okay. I just wanted to say, first off, I wrote a few notes here. First, I wanted to thank... Fuck you!
What? I was just doing a plug.
Trying to promote your show.
I know.
On my show? No, I'm just kidding.
You just did it for me!
I know, right? No, I wanted to say thank you to Firefly Podcast, because they were our first donor.
Also on Longbox.fm.
That's true. Nice, nice. That was good.
I feel like the Oscar music should be playing in the background. Like, just like, I'd like to thank
the
Academy.
So how about this? Okay, so
10 minutes.
So for the year that we've been doing this, a little over a year, we have made $0, and so
we've actually made negative money.
That's true, because we've spent money on the show, but we are actually now making exponentially more than we have ever on the show, because we're getting $4.50 a month.
Hopefully soon, Jason will be able to afford some new shorts, because
yeah, they're still ripped from Nerd Noise.
They're not the same
shorts.
They're
hanging on in tatters. They look like the shorts that you like grew up with from like as a child.
They're my pirate shorts.
Grown with you.
So he had like the same size hips when he was a child.
Back when Jason,
I was very pear shaped.
Back when Jason was a 7-year-old was kicked out of his house.
You look
had the same pair of pants ever since.
You look like one of the babushka nesting dolls, except you know like all the tops are gone, but you still have the same bottom.
Precious.
So anyway, I just wanted to say, you know, we just started this Patreon campaign, but soon we'll be having some rewards, and you know, I know for sure
Jason's gonna send you a picture of his boobs.
Yeah,
if you give us $5,
we'll actually have a calendar of Jason's boobs.
That would be awesome.
Matt will send you a tuft of his beard hair.
I got plenty.
So I mean, we're gonna discuss what we want to do with rewards, but I know for sure, like
I'll
if they
spit
give
in your face for $15.
There you go. Ooh, yeah.
You lowered the price.
I was gonna say like,
what did she charge you?
I'm just giving it away. I'm just giving it away.
I thought I got the friends and family discount.
I was going to say, you know, at a certain amount that they donate, you know, we'll call them out on the show every week.
Calling you out, brother!
Yeah. But we can talk about that at a later date.
But regardless, you guys, just a dollar helps us out.
Hell yeah.
Greatly.
Yeah, we can buy a taco with a dollar.
Well, I mean, it definitely adds up in the end, and it does take a lot of time to make the show. I know we have a lot of fun with it. It's definitely a labor of love, but
definitely
any support that we can get from you guys, like I said, at the very, you know, a dollar will go a long way for us, and we would appreciate some help.
I was going to say on the rewards, we should put down if somebody donates $3 million, we'll stop the show.
Now, what we should do is we should do like a calendar spread. And I'll take some Polaroids of the two of you. Some like nice steamy Polaroids.
There you go. Yeah.
I say I could do a little pixel version of you guys as keychains.
That would be awesome.
There you go. That's awesome. Hell yeah.
And all you'd have to give me is beer.
Oh yeah. which will use the podcast funds to buy you beer.
There you go.
No, I was social. I was actually going to say, you know, basically
we're not
what
buy beer with the money.
We're no, what the, money. What the money would go to is pretty much just production costs, whether it be, you know, new equipment or new parts for our computers or maybe movie tickets if we need.
Well, yeah,
not beer.
Well, that
that's when you open that up in front of the mic, Stacey.
Well, there you go.
There goes our
beer.
$4.50. We lost our only sponsor.
On that one beer, yeah.
But yeah, that would open up a lot of doors to us to review newer movies that are in theaters because, you know, we all know that movie tickets aren't cheap usually, and we would like to get out to see newer stuff and kind of get reviews out as soon as we can.
Yeah.
Especially with the newer movies.
Hell yeah.
There's some good stuff coming out.
And also there's like just hard to find movies that we can't, like, yeah, that's not on Netflix, not on Hulu and stuff like that, so we can actually just rent them online, and it just brings more, opens up more doors for us,
yeah,
for the show.
Also, it would help us get guests out here from farther away because we can like pay for their guests.
No, Sean, you can pay for your own plane ticket.
Yeah.
They want to come be on the show enough, they can pay for their own damn.
Well, he's planning a trip out here, but I mean, I'd like to help him out if I can.
He's a grown-ass man.
Anyway.
Patreon.com/ThatMoviePod. Please.
Yes. Anyway, yeah, so that's pretty
back
much
to the show.
That was all the shit that I, and we should probably edit out most of that. We should like cut it down to 2 minutes.
Yeah, mainly Stacey saying, I want beer with your money.
Yeah. What is that sound? Oh, it's Kim.
You guys are bitches.
Oh, is that me? Sorry.
Fucking it up.
I'm sorry. I was going to, you know what? I'm not going to do it now. I was going to totally link your guys' Patreon onto my Facebook and be nice. And now you guys call me. I was like, fuck you guys. Get your own money now.
All right. We're going to come out of the episode.
Yep.
Pleasant Hooters.
So do you have anything else you want to say about Nerd Noise?
We're awesome.
Any,
listen to us.
You guys have any big plans in the future?
Right now what we're working on is we're hoping
right
to get.
Now.
Huh?
You like turn Canadian all of a sudden.
Oh.
Right now.
Well, right new at the new news.
I do have like some maple whiskey and
there you
my
go.
Stuff.
Oh, man,
so
that happened, yeah.
Boot time.
Maple and also whiskey is very Canadian.
Yeah.
A boot.
A boot. I don't know. Anyways, sorry, Canadians. Nerd Noise. No, actually, we do have some friends from Canada that listen to us. In fact, one of them runs at Fox Force 5 News.
Okay.
And that's another website. They do entertainment news. They're pretty awesome. Totally check them out. But Nerd Noise plans. We're talking about doing a booth at ZapCon.
Nice. Very pretty cool.
And then we're going to hopefully eventually get Man vs. Rock, the comic creators of that, to come on the show and chat with them. Because we always see them at conventions and they're really awesome guys. And the comic is fucking hilarious. Like, I think you would love it. Like, you love Kung Fury.
And they actually,
right,
they actually know you guys, too.
Yeah,
which is
like,
cool.
They know Nathan, and now because of Nathan, they know us.
Are they,
and
like,
stuff.
Their own independent publisher, or what? I've never heard of them.
I want to say, yeah, they're an indie comic and stuff, but they're, oh my god, they're so funny. They make great fucking jokes that applies to, like, a lot of the stupid shit happening now, like, with Donald Trump or any of the other stuff, but they, like, change it around. They like to... They're, it's really hard to describe that comic.
So it's like a webcomic or is it like a physical print?
No, it's an actual physical cool. print. Yeah, and they just got a colored version. Like,
Man versus the, Rock.
Man
That's
versus
racist.
Rock. Who's the racist?
We can read the same book.
Who's racist?
Kim.
The one who calls them out? Or...
No. It's just whenever Jason says that's racist, it never works.
That worked?
No, that didn't work at all.
It did.
They
did.
I am not racist. Colored. I have a colored TV. Comics. Thank
they
you
have
very
a
much.
Colored version. Come on. Stacey's drunk off of one beer.
I just
that's her second
a
one.
A whole
thing.
Bunch of whiskey, actually.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's no, always
I
a
was,
whiskey.
I was thinking about Segway
please,
because
please don't mind her gender handicap.
I'll punch your gender handicap right.
Oh,
dick.
This is getting interesting.
No. Today's the 1 year anniversary of Kung Fury.
And oh yeah, they
Laser
announced.
Unicorn announced. You go ahead.
Well, they just posted on their Instagram that
fucking stealing my fucking topic.
Laser Unicorn just announced that they were doing Kung Fury 2, and they posted a picture of the completed script.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Stacey, what were you talking about?
I was gonna say that, but he got too excited, so I let him have it. He was sleeping when it was announced.
And then I woke up, and it was like
because
still
he,
on the internet.
Because he works.
Work, I'm gonna come over there
and punch you in the fucking sexual deficiency or whatever the fuck. gender handicap. Square in the gender handicap.
I wouldn't call it a sexual square. Deficiency.
You know what shape his gender handicap is?
It's usually, generally, they're not square. Genitally, they're not square.
Generally. Oh my god.
It's like trying to fit a square peg into a round hole.
Or a starfish.
All right, let's take...
It's like a Play-Doh fun factory down
let's
there.
Let's take a quick break, and then we'll start the movie.
Talking about Jason's dick.
It's a triangle.
I gotta take a break.
Is that burrito catching up to you?
What are you doing?
I'm drinking a...
Are you drinking an audio? So, is no. that a fucking pot that's leaf glass?
Yeah. That's what I was doing.
Oh, see, and you weren't going to... You said you weren't going to link it, and you did. I knew it was just going to be like 10 minutes, and then she was going to link it.
Oh, no, only that. I gave you guys money. I threw $10 in a month.
Okay, wait, but hold on. Can we just...
Serious?
Yeah, 10 bucks a month.
Jason, $14 a month. That a pot leaf? That's a pot
yes,
leaf
it is.
Right there.
That's why I grabbed it, because we were talking about marijuana.
Marijuana.
Humboldt Brown.
Oh!
Hemp
oh,
ale.
Oh, like, see, I believe in you.
For fuck's sake, that just made me think...
So, let's actually talk about the movie now.
Luigi!
So you guys gotta do Hook then, also. Bob Hoskins.
I've actually never seen Hook.
I like Hook.
Oh, you gotta see that. You'll love that movie.
I know. I
yeah, he was a terrible Smee.
He was an awesome Smee.
Guys.
Dude, yeah, I also like him as Smee.
I'm officially drunk now.
Yeah, I can tell.
Alright, so... Kung Pao went to the fix.
We watched the movie.
Yeah. So we watched the movie.
Oh my god. Okay, I'm officially not editing this episode.
Hey, you said you wanted sound bites. I'm giving you sound bites, bitch.
That's true. And Sean and Rob both love you.
Get in line, boys.
I'm in second.
Mm-hmm. And they fucking hate me. And I'm their contact. I'm like, hey guys, they're all, hey asshole, how are Matt and Stacy doing? Can you
it's fun being the couple everybody likes. But tonight. It's funny because if I wasn't with him, everybody would hate me.
No.
It's true.
No.
It's
true.
I would have never met you without Matt.
So. Yeah, probably
ignorance
either.
Is bliss.
That's like hating by like default.
That's true. I pretty much automatically hate anybody I meet until they prove that
same,
I shouldn't hate
same.
Them.
Especially if their skin
I
don't
knew you
my
hated
skin.
Me. No,
give me a what? Fucking reason to like you.
I didn't hear what you said.
Especially if their skin don't match my skin.
Oh, God. I married a woman whose skin don't match my skin.
No,
so.
Same color. She's very light.
She is kind of like
I can't wait
for a Mexicano.
The thing that I'm most excited about when me and Matt are eventually married is that I'm going to confuse so many people.
I'm going to have his baby.
With the last name Ochoa.
Just do your Chola makeup.
Yeah.
Stacey. Hey, Stacey.
Draw my eyebrows all crazy like halfway up my
forehead.
The
eyeliner on your lips.
You want to know what my last name, my maiden name is?
Huh.
Lundin.
Lundin?
I have a Mexican dad, and nobody would pronounce my name right.
Landing.
Yeah,
Landing.
Nobody pronounced my maiden name right ever in my entire life,
always,
except for my Spanish
Kimberly
teacher.
We always called you Landon.
Yep. But no,
Kimberly
it's Landing.
Landon.
Yeah,
which is Landing. Funny because I know a Mexican guy whose name is Joseph Landon.
That's my cousin.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So it's nice. Landing.
So it's Landing.
Landing.
That's Selma for you.
So we actually did
little...
watch a movie.
No, and maybe we'll get into it. Talk over Jason so we can't announce the movie.
All right. Kung
Pao, enter
we
the
watched
list.
The movie. Kung Pao. Enter the...
Oh, Black Betty. Bam, lamb. Sorry.
Whoa, Kung Pao, enter the fist.
All right,
whoa,
Kung Pao, enter the fist.
Enter the fist. It's a 2002. Enter the fist.
Oh, God. Hold on.
Can't touch the... Da, 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 da.
It was produced by a Jew. Enter the fist. I think any
maybe
movie...
Maybe he was Jewish.
So, Kung Pao, Enter the Fist.
It's one of the greatest movies ever made.
It's a 2002 action comedy. A rough around the edges martial arts master seeks revenge for his parents' death.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was... like, sure.
Yeah, I guess. Beginning. And he's rolling down a hill. It's like, oh, this one finds him. Listen, oh,
so cute.
Hold on, let's
kisses him, and
let's
then
the rest
bye, baby.
Of stuff.
Top billed cast: Steve Odenkirk as Chosen One, also writer and director.
Chosen One.
No relation to Bob Odenkirk.
Fei Lung as Master Pain or Betty. Leo Lee as young Master Payne before Leo, Betty. Leo, this is just going to be fun. Ling Ling Hishi as Ling.
I'm so excited for you reading this cast.
Lin Yan as Dain Ling.
I'm mad. I always need to read the cast.
Chaya Young Lee as Wimplo.
Chaya Young Lee.
I am the leader.
Racist.
Or I'm bleeding.
Hui Lo Chen as Master Ting.
These are all just sounds you're saying. That's, none of these are names.
Hoi Young Chen.
That's racist.
Chi Ma as Master Do. Jennifer Tung as Wo. Ming Lo as father. Peggy, you're not going to know any of these people.
Peggy Hill as mother.
And.
Wait, but they're never going to know who played Chew Fat Lip.
Some young guy.
Is there a tagline?
He read it.
No, I read the
that was a description.
Plot
synopsis. That was the description? That's the shortest ass description ever.
Hold on, let's see if we can find a tagline.
I can't find the tagline.
More like this. Bat Thumb. Thumb Wars. The God Thumb.
I've seen all of those. They're bad.
Yeah, they are. Kung Fu Hustle, however, was amazing and probably the better version of this movie.
There are
and
no
not
taglines.
Written or has any affiliation with this guy.
Yeah.
It's a Stephen Chow movie. He's one of my favorite directors / actors in comedic kung fu movies. Have you guys seen Shaolin Soccer?
No, I hear good things.
I fucking love that movie.
I don't think there is a tagline.
No, I don't think
so. Sorry, Stacy. No tagline for you.
Was that my job?
Make up a tagline.
Wee 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 wee. Bah! That's my tongue. That was my tongue one.
That, I was going to say that his tongue totally reminded me of you.
Drunk Stacy turns into Tongue-y.
Yeah, we're just going to call you
Tongue-y.
Oh, God. That was like
that's what I'm talking about. High five, Matt.
Ew, did you just make a high five noise with your mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, Matt did it first, so. Man, they're really whooping it up out
Wahoo!
There.
Woohoo! Yippee!
They know.
They're just playing Mario.
Yahoo!
Yeah, they're
Mario 64?
Yep.
Or they're fighting some French aliens.
That's true.
They're fighting some French aliens outside.
That.
All French are aliens.
Coming down in the pyramids. That was awesome.
Stinky pits and all, baby!
So that intro was awesome. It was so funny. Like, I remember seeing this movie a long time ago and hating it. Sort of like what we were talking about with whatever movie that
Tropic
was.
Tropic Thunder?
Yeah, Tropic Thunder. But, like, I hated it the first time, and then I watched it this time, and that whole baby fight scene. And then when he's rolling down the hill, like, I was laughing to, like, the point of tears. Which I was, like, surprised because I remember hating this movie so much.
Little bit of pee came out.
So for me, I watched this right when it came out. So it was 2002. I was probably, like, 15. One of the best movies I've ever seen. Second time, we actually tried to watch this a few months ago before we knew we were going to do on podcasts. And I was completely hammered. One of the funniest movies I've ever seen. Today, when I watched it, it was a chore.
Completely sober.
I was sober, and this was a chore.
Oh, I still love this movie. I put it on randomly just to laugh.
I just...
It brings me joy.
I have to be very drunk to watch this movie and enjoy it again.
One of my things is I saw that they spent $10 million to make this movie.
Jeez.
And
shit!
And it looks like... I know that's cheap.
Half the footage is like reused footage, too.
Yeah, and
well,
I know
I mean,
that's
that cow
cheap
is not
for,
cheap.
I know it was, it's cheap was for a Hollywood awful movie, but for the most part, it looked like something somebody could have spliced together in Windows Movie Maker.
Well, I thought of it as like MXC the movie.
Well, yeah, it's exactly that. It's MXC the movie mixed with it. It to me, it was almost like a precursor for Kung Fury because it's kind of spoofy on a type of genre, I guess. But
Kung Fury actually had its own.
Well, Kung Fury is way better and has more substance.
Yeah,
But it did remind me of it, maybe because they have similar titles or something.
I think that's pretty much it.
But I'm positive that the $10 million went towards creating that stupid cow, getting the rights to the movies.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, yeah. It was probably mostly getting the rights.
Also, I mean, they actually had like music in there, which they couldn't even play it on the special features of it. Like they went through the scene where they were playing Big Butts, but they replaced it with a different song on the special features because I'm pretty sure they only had the rights for the actual movie and not the special features.
Yeah.
I like Big Butts again.
But this movie,
It's a must.
It was good. I liked it.
It's a coin flip for me every time.
Yeah.
I'm either going to enjoy it or just
You have to be in the mood. Yeah.
No, I enjoy it. But
I could quote the shit out of it because I loved it so much when I was growing up.
Oh, yeah, no. That's one of the things that was appealing for me. I love movies that are just quotable, like Tombstone. That's one of the most quotable movies, and it's a fantastic film.
I'm going to ruin my favorite line right now because the only...
Are we jumping right into favorite lines?
No, but this is my favorite line. It's like I said, I hated the movie the first time, but the line that made me laugh was when, in the intermission, the guy goes, "My nipples look like milk duds."
Yeah.
I How many times so have I fucking said that at parties, by the way? Just drunk. My nipples look like milk duds.
And she just flops them out.
No.
Roll them back up there.
Gee, thanks.
It's because he said flops them out. So that was the image that came to my mind.
You're a mom, so that stuff happens.
I really like that one.
My tits are glorious. Thank you very much.
It's that one Ron White
Give
bit.
Give me a few more beers, maybe I will.
It's that one Ron White bit where he's talking about boobs and flopping. Oh, well, roll them back up there.
It's like, you want to see my tits?
Yeah, I do.
All right, roll them back up, Granny.
Oh, things that make you go boom.
Speaking of tits, my favorite scene in this movie, favorite line is when he's all, "This is my Prentice Ling. Don't worry about her shyness; it'll go away over time." Flash, and then they just stare at each other. And then just chest covers.
Yeah.
And he goes, "There you go." Ever since I saw the movie, that's when I started going, "Well, there you go. We're supposed to shit."
So, for those of you who have not seen this movie,
Why are you listening to this?
Well, no, let's kind of maybe just describe, because it is interesting in like what it is.
The concept is,
And I still think that's pretty cool. Like, even though today I thought it was a chore, I still appreciate like what they did.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of cool. They took an old Chinese movie and kind of re-edited it into a new storyline, and also kind of superimposed all the new actors onto the old footage.
Yeah.
But it's completely stupid, but it's still really cool.
Oh, it's a stupid film. Like,
and that was one of the things I liked about it, is just like there was those parts where it seemed like a home movie.
Well, okay, my comparison to Kung Fury was because a lot of the shit was done in Steve's like backyard.
Yeah,
A lot of it's blue screen, and then like a lot of like the water fights were literally in his pool.
Uh huh.
So and that's similar to Kung Fury, where it was like half of the movie was made in that guy's basement.
Yeah, well, half with like, the majority
screen.
Of the movie.
A lot and then of it was the green goes away. Yeah.
It's blue screen, actually.
I thought it was a green screen.
Mm-mm. It was back when blue screen was the popular thing.
Yeah.
By the way, okay, so you know that scene...
Well, damn.
I was going to ask you guys. So you know that scene where he's like, "Okay, I want you guys to hit me with the sticks, and then I'll give you the sign or the signal." Beating. Yeah, and they're just being... Okay, the guy who was like...
"Throw you off me," and then ask for a towel.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then... Okay, someone goes like... "Well, did he give the sign? Did that guy not remind you of 24 from Veggie Brothers?"
Yeah, I did think that.
Yeah,
yeah, like, he sounded just like him.
"He didn't give us the sign."
"Should we give him his towel?"
Well, that's right. He's going to throw us off of him.
Don't tell Mom.
Okay, we're ready.
Yeah, so like rewatch, I was just like, dude, it reminds me of 24 so much.
Yeah, I didn't think about that because I was halfway falling asleep at that point. But yeah. I like there was a part in the middle of the movie. It was like right around there where I was like starting to fall asleep, and then I stood up and I kept watching the movie because I was like, I'm not gonna fall asleep. I was watching it at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
You want to know something funny?
This morning,
I haven't rewatched this movie in like a month. I just watch it so often I haven't memorized, so I know all these scenes. I was planning on watching it today, but then Skyrim happened, and I was like, no, I know this movie like the back of my hand. Oh, what's that?
Didn't even prepare for the show.
Prepared.
Shit.
Were we supposed to prepare for this?
No.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Okay. We're ready.
No.
So you're going to give me a whole case of ramen noodles?
My apple cider.
So I do kind of want to watch the original movie, though, that this was cut from.
Oh, yeah.
I think that would be a lot of fun. But it is like a testament to Odenkirk's like talent, though, because written, directed, and like all cut from,
voice acted,
all but like one other voice was him, and it was the one boob chick.
Well, and then wasn't no, never mind.
No, everyone else was him.
Yeah, he did that James Earl Jones voice.
Yeah,
this is CNN.
That should be the ending today. Just this is CNN.
Yeah,
we just repeat it. No, I would say the guy with the stereo, that guy's an MVP.
Yeah.
Hell
he's
yeah.
Just rocking out. Or, that's a lot of nuts!
That was a contender for a favorite character for mine, the stereo guy.
Yeah, it's up there.
When he throws the throwing star and like it hits the radio, and that look on his face, like, I'm out.
Yeah.
He just walks off.
I just love that he played I Like Big Butts and I Cannot Lie, because that's my jam right there.
I like how the fight was started. There's got to be a morning. Like, this song, and then, throwing star, and it's like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Done. And then he comes back in with Black Betty, who just starts rocking out. So that guy's the MVP of this movie. That guy always cracks me up every time I watch it.
So we know who Kim's favorite character is.
Oh, yeah. There it is. It's that or the nuts guy. Or actually, no. It's a three-way tie, because Wimp Blue is actually pretty fucking great, too.
Oh, God. We'll get there. It was interesting. I can't kind of see it, but this is the same guy that directed Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls. And I could kind of see that he was trying to take the Jim Carrey mannerisms in a lot of his in his acting in this one. I think he actually did like a Jimmy Neutron movie as well.
Yeah, he did the Jimmy Neutron movie.
I'm looking and I see he did Barnyard, which also has an animated cow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe he got that movie from Kung Pao.
Maybe he's got a cow fetish.
He also he wrote Nutty Professor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. All these movies that I don't like.
And he did a screenplay for Patch Adams. Go figure.
Oh, Lord.
This guy, like, was he like sleeping with Robin Williams?
Well, like, immediately after he did Patch Adams, he did Thumb Wars. The Phantom Cuticle.
Thumb Wars?
Yeah, and Thumbtanic.
Okay, this guy did all these movies. Thumbtanic, Bat-Thumb.
Got Thumb.
Yeah.
The Blair Thumb.
And all of them, it's a thumb. All the cast are thumbs with the faces.
The Franken-Thumb.
It's creepy as shit, and it's really awkward to watch. I tried watching Bat-Thumb the other night, and I had turned it off, and my friend Ron was just laughing at me.
He did the screen story for Cowboys and Aliens.
I don't know if I even have the capacity to get high enough for that.
Well, okay, so like the one thing that I hate about this movie is the fucking tongue. It's just it's too dumb for me.
What is it?
And that's all of the thumb movies.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, I think I tried to watch the Star Wars thumb movie, and it was just like, this is I'm 14 and this is dumb. Yeah.
I feel like it was like in the same vein of that annoying orange bullshit.
Yeah.
I remember watching. No, I remember
and I'm not young
them.
Enough, nor do I have the capacity to get fucked up enough to enjoy that.
Yeah, no, I hate Annoying Orange. But no, I remember watching these in high school. And I thought they were funny then, but I tried watching Bat-Thumb the other night, and I couldn't do it. It was too awkward. I can't do it. It's too weird. And I even had alcohol.
That's
and it wasn't
how you
helping.
Know that you've become an adult.
No, I would be an adult.
Growing up sucks sometimes.
You got babies. You're an adult.
I don't need to be an adult.
Yeah, you kind of do sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
Gotta lay down the law.
It's like you're drinking piss.
No, I make bad decisions because, like, taking my daughter, my 7.5-year-old daughter, to 10 o'clock showing of X-Men Apocalypse, she's falling asleep in the seat next to me. I'm like, no, you're gonna miss everything. Look at this. Look at this. Shaking her.
Yeah. That's me watching a movie with my wife. She'll just start fucking falling asleep. Well, of course, I mean, it's late at night, but, you know, like, we'll start watching a movie and I'm all into it.
Well, that's this one when I take her to like a 3D movie for $15 a ticket to go watch Pacific Rim, and she's just no, I pay for this shit, experience it.
Who sees Pacific Rim in 3D? Come on, honestly.
You know,
I
got one better. We saw Fright Night in 3D, and it was because we got free passes, so I invited him and
that's
our friend,
right,
Andy.
Yeah.
And we didn't know it was 3D until we walked up. They had his glasses. We're like, aw. So me and Matt were like, fuck, we don't want to see this in 3D.
I usually
hate 3D
movies. And
actually,
it was pretty good.
I'm not really a fan of 3D.
I like Friday Night. I don't like 3D movies for just to sell another, like, more expensive ticket.
Yeah.
Like, Avatar, like,
just for that one scene where something, like, jumps out.
Well, yeah, and then, like, they totally just, like, pandered that shit. But, like, Avatar is, like, the only good 3D movie that ever came out.
You mean Fern Gully?
Or,
I still
Pocahontas.
Have not seen
Pocahontas.
Blue Fern Gully.
It's not
missing.
No, I mean, like, overall, it's not a great movie, but experiencing that movie in 3D the way that it was intended was
that's
amazing.
That's the only draw for it is the visuals. And
I mean,
stuff.
I'll never, like, watch it again. I don't want to own it or anything, but that
I
experience in theaters was amazing.
I did enjoy seeing, I think, the most recent Superman, not Batman v Superman, because I still haven't watched that. Man of Steel. I saw that in 3D, and I remember enjoying it, but really just for that one scene where he's flying around, and it felt kind of like that one ride at Disneyland where Brock Sampson's narrating it, and it's like
California
flying over.
Oh yeah,
flying over California. It kind of reminded me of that.
Here's some oranges.
Flying over California.
Hey, can you smell those oranges?
When we saw Friday Night, that was actually a pretty good 3D film.
It
like
is,
they didn't have any.
But I don't like the 3D movies that are, you know, like I said, just trying to sell a
bonus ticket. Yeah, they're just trying to make
ticket.
Money because
right.
they put in that one scene where, like, a ball comes at your face or something.
I don't think Fred had that, though.
They did, like, with the axe throw or something dumb like that.
At the very, very end.
Well, I remember, like, when the vampires burst in the sun, like, that actually looked pretty cool in 3D. And, like, even when they're being chased in the car, like, they did kind of this thing, and it felt like a Universal Studios ride where you're, like,
none
in
of,
the car
well,
with them.
For me,
you know?
None of the 3D that happened in the movie stuck with me, like, wow, that was great in 3D. It was like, I would enjoy just watching this in 3D.
Not
that it,
like,
took away from anything. And the thing that pisses me off about 3D movies is just that I already wear glasses. Yeah. So I don't want to wear glasses on top of my glasses.
No, we bitched about that.
Yeah. So
I still haven't found a movie that, like, I really, like, enjoyed.
If
the 3D,
they ever bring
though,
back,
like,
Avatar
was, like, really
to IMAX
it.
In 3D, I'm there. But I'm never going to see it again otherwise. But, like, literally this one's, like, it's not things coming at you. It's things, it gives you more of a foreground.
A depth.
So, yeah, so it's, like, it's like looking into, like, a fish tank or something.
Not just 3D, but I feel the way about IMAX movies, too.
Well, like, if it's not 3D IMAX, it's great because it's just a bigger screen, really.
IMAX, yeah.
Well,
it just seems like
higher
it's a bigger
definition.
Screen. Like, I'm actually having to turn my head to look at, like, over here or over there if something's happening. Like,
I don't get the...
I want to work out when I'm at the movie theater.
Well, no, I want
to... It's not working out. Your head is working out.
Bring
the screen to my face.
Hey,
you turn the screen towards my eyeballs.
Stop making this difficult
no,
for
we
me.
Chumby, turn my head this
I
way.
I paid to sit and watch something on a big ass screen.
Mandalay, I become a flame again.
No, I went and saw the new Friday the 13th on IMAX because we got tickets to that. And, like, I remember seeing it. And I was kind of like, really? This is the big deal about IMAX?
Nah.
Oh. My very first IMAX experience, aside from, like, when I went with, like, class when I was younger, and we watched some, like, under the ocean bullshit.
All the dolphins
jumping
around.
We watched the thing with the jellyfish and all that shit. But, like, the first time I went to the IMAX with my friends, we saw A History of Violence, and we ended up having to sit.
Tattoos really came at me.
No, we ended up having to sit in the...
Oh, that rape scene on the staircase was great in 3D.
I am getting to that. We ended up...
things actually flying at your face? Wow.
We... Shut up, everybody. We ended up having to sit in the very fucking front row.
Aragorn's angry when he's thrust in.
Because for some reason, everybody wanted to see A History of Violence in IMAX. And those were the only seats that were left.
That's definitely
front
a movie
row.
That doesn't need 3D.
And so, yeah, I had a neck cramp and I had to see that
rape
scene.
Was it 3D or was it just IMAX,
it was
big
just,
screen?
It was just IMAX, but okay. It was very front row, big ass screen, rape scene, like 6-foot vag.
Wow.
It's like look at the Grand Canyon, huh?
Right there.
And so, yeah.
It was like a born again experience.
And so I had a fucked up neck for 3 days after that, and on top of it was just like, well,
I
would
tell Brian
I'd
about that.
Somebody,
was totally worth it.
I would imagine anybody taking on a 6-foot vag would have neck problems the next day.
the only guy with us is now gay, so I mean that might have
well,
been.
Yeah, 6-foot vag will do that.
Yep. Yeah. That's totally a band name. Hi, we're 6-foot vag. Oh. Oh my god.
She's a squirter.
Oh.
6-foot juice box.
Did you ever hear about that lady that tried to sue a 3D theater that was showing porn because she claims that she got pregnant from the 3D porn?
Biology. Let's teach you how that works.
That's how it works.
Wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally wasn't cheating.
Was this
her.
Like in Utah?
Wait, did that movie put its movie penis inside her actual
no,
vagina
just,
and ejaculate and make her pregnant?
Yeah, the ejaculate just came out in 3D and...
She's going to go on Maury and Maury's going to open up the envelope and say, hey...
Or maybe some people just bukkakeed all over the seat before she sat
down.
This
movie's not the father.
This movie... You are the father.
I have that song on my computer. Pirates Triple X.
You are the father.
Quick.
I'd get pregnant to that movie.
You get pregnant to Pirates?
Yeah.
Oh.
Didn't you hear us on the Nerd Noise episode?
Did you guys talk about Pirates?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And Tub Girl.
Oh, god damn it.
You gotta listen to that episode.
Oh,
you didn't listen to it?
No, I did, but I can't remember you guys talking about Pirates.
That was my guilty pleasure movie.
That was your guilty pleasure movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Talked about the forceful penis and how it looked like it was going to bend and snap at any moment.
Yeah, like snap
in half. And then, no, and then just, that went to Tough
Girl. I couldn't get over like low budget Fabio in that movie.
Yeah, no, he did. Yeah. He did look like
I'm
him.
The greatest pirate hunter
there
ever.
I do remember that there's a one time when Kelly decided to put it on when we were all drinking at his house. And then like
of course.
20 his
minutes.
His mom comes home.
No. It was when he was in his first apartment. And 20 minutes in, I look around and I realize we're just a bunch of dudes watching a porn.
Together.
Let's not do this.
Let's get
this is true bachelor life.
Let's get this circle jerk going already.
Sausage fest.
No, I just remember.
Extreme.
I remember low budget Fabio and then blonde bitch with like the perma snarl.
I remember she
had this like weird like hair lip kind of weird face, like she was like constantly taking a hard shit, but she wasn't
my favorite.
No,
you ready for the anal
she
scene?
Was not cute.
What did she that was there
I don't
an
know
anal?
I don't
think there was an anal
I literally
scene
watched
in there.
20 minutes of it because that's when I was like
I watched
oh,
the
I
whole
rented
thing.
That shit because I worked at Hollywood Video and I rented that on accident not knowing it was like I was like oh it's a little
you rented
rated
the actual
R.
porn one
no. I yes
our Blockbuster had in
yes
no we had
and
it
we had the sticker on it that said this is not Pirates of the Caribbean.
We didn't have a sticker like that on the Hollywood Video version, but we did. It did say like right on there like mature content and blah blah blah. And I saw that and I was like, oh well, what's the big deal about this? And so I rented it out to myself and took it home and watched it. And was like, oh my god, this
it's
is a
porn.
Fucking porn. This is a fucking
no,
porn.
No, I want to say like
and
me
so
and
I had
so she
customers.
Filled up her return slot.
No, I had customers like in my time working at Hollywood Video that came up and rented it, and it was. I was told that if people rented that, I had to inform them that it's not Pirates
porn.
Of the Caribbean. Like, we didn't have a sticker on it, but we were told we had to tell them, like, you know what this is, right? Okay. And that was always so...
Is some dude
give
with, like,
me,
just, like, a really
that
thin
was
mustache?
So awkward, because, yes,
and
it
a comb
was.
Over.
And a
it
trench
was,
coat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
give me the Pirates.
Two out of three times, it was that guy, and the third time, it was a Mexican family that did not understand what I was saying.
I would rent it, though.
And so they did rent it, and they brought it back later that day.
Well, they watched it with the kids?
Yeah.
They brought it back later that day. They said nothing. They just put it in the Dropbox, and I was like, oh, shit.
Well, I told them on Nerd Noise when I was at Blockbuster, and some kid rented it. And I checked it out to him, and I didn't care about ID shit, and I worked at Blockbuster. but he came back like 15, 20
you're
minutes later.
What's about the world?
He came back 15, 20 minutes later, and he's like, I'm so sorry, I didn't know what this was. I don't care.
I'm not judging you.
Dude, you should keep that.
Yeah. I remember like one of the first times.
Dude, don't even return it. Just...
No, I remember one of the first times that me and Andy, like when we started talking to you at Blockbuster, like he found that, and he pulled it out, and he just full on yells across the store, dude, you guys have porn here?
Nice.
Yes.
Yep. Yep.
It's just cleverly mixed in with the rest of the stuff.
Yeah, what's up with
it's
that?
It's in
how
the action
cleverly
section.
Cleverly mixed in amongst the action and
they
drama
just,
section.
They just slid it right in there.
Yeah, thumbed it right in.
No, they didn't have
boom.
To. Oh my god.
Awkward silence.
Where do we go from here?
I don't know, but I have to pee again.
Do it, Stacey.
Yeah, so another break.
And apologies, though, for Bob not being here, because he's actually out there filming Pirates 3.
There you go.
Ooh, sexy.
Pirates Triple X 3 or Pirates 3?
He's actually Master Pain.
That was a good one. So, Kung Pao.
Oh, I'm going to cry now. I think I see the movie. I'm getting emotional.
No, it's all right. I showed my daughter. I
want to get
dub.
The little star.
That's
oh,
weird.
My God.
So
this is where we put in the ad.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Okay, so let's actually talk about Kung Pao instead of all that other bullshit we were talking about.
My favorite character is Darien.
He's not Kung Pao.
Tuxedo Kevin?
But
that's
the voice
a lot
actor
of nuts.
Was in this, and he was in this with Steve Odekirk, and then Odekirk did
it wasn't,
so.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Prince and Endymion?
So,
that's a lot of nuts!
Moon shit!
Fuck.
I'm done. I'm sorry.
Thank
I'm
you.
Done.
Thank
God,
you.
God, okay.
All right, ladies, we need you to talk into your mics.
I thought I was.
No.
I can hear myself.
Barely. That is like...
I know, that's perfect.
Penis.
There
that's
you
perfect.
Go.
Ask John.
Penis.
That's perfect.
You can
penis!
Oh,
penis!
God, that's awful.
If you want,
so,
to, if you want
totally
to sit back,
out of
you can
fight,
move
by
the
way.
Mic to your face.
Huh?
Let's what? All
you
talk
sit back,
over
you
each
move
other.
Is that okay?
This
is
the podcast
that's
where we talk over each other. This is the podcast where we talk over each other. Let's all talk at the same time right now.
You're really the only one who's talking at the same time as everyone else. Drunk Stacy.
She's back.
Someone let drunk Stacy out of her cage.
Oh,
oh God.
Oh, at least not Scott Pilgrim. That's a sound bite.
I'm a talk when you talk. I'm a talk when you talk. I'm a talk when you talk.
I'm going to laugh 5 minutes after you say a joke.
I'm not going to remember half of this podcast if it's Scott Pilgrim Puck. I don't remember, like,
I was going to say,
I started,
is amazing that you
started editing it, and it's a hoot.
Oh,
you cocky cock.
I am sorry for you.
No, it's
that.
Good. Oh. It's not hard.
I mean, it's not a good episode, but.
No,
but.
You know, I actually recently, Becca sat down and watched that with me, and she fucking loved it.
We loved the movie, but I was like fucked up off of my rocker when we podcasted on it.
Oh, no.
I was just the content
pissed.
Is going to be.
I was pissed the entire time.
Yeah.
I could tell.
She was pissed. But I was pissed.
It was a quiet ride home, and oh, yeah. I was in trouble for most of the day after.
You're all mad. I'm so hungover. Good.
You deserved it, you bitch. Well, I had to film that music video after, like, the next day.
Kick her
and I was
in the balls.
I was all fucking hungover for that, but the music video came out, and
that was badass.
It's actually pretty damn cool.
I watched those guys at a show. I like that band.
You've heard of them?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I can't remember their name now.
Devil Driver.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Those guys are badass.
John and I were eating a Chili Verde pizza and watching that, and John's like, is that her? I go, no. Is that her? No. Oh, that was her. Shit, I wasn't looking.
All right, Kung Pao.
Anyway,
the fist.
Let's get to that.
Let's enter the fist.
Sorry.
Should we just start? Was that a masturbation joke, by the way? Enter the fist?
Only you. Would
there be- is a fisting joke in wow. there, so maybe.
Can you squeeze it between
Eeny,
the fingers?
Meeny,
no, but
miny,
I mean, if it's go. If there's enough lube, then you'd enter it, and then it would open up.
Because it'd be like a really tight vagina.
Yeah.
It would or, be like, you know,
it's like
fisting.
You're,
it'd be like a fist.
Enter the fist.
Well, no, the fist would be entering, not entering the fist.
Enter That's, the fist.
Enough fist fucking.
Enter the fist.
Kung Pao.
Like I said, there's a fisting joke in that movie. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I wonder where my glove will go.
Bring out the long glove.
I like when all the guys are working out their our sexual preferences.
Is our business.
Own business. So
one
funny.
Of Word. Us is wearing
a push-up bra.
Yeah. It is lacy. It's supportive. Or something like that.
Oh, man. Like, there was so much shit going on in the background. It was very Mel Brooksian. You know,
oh, yeah. So, they make the joke of Kung Pao 2
Kung
coming
Pao
out.
2, yeah.
And it's kind of a reference to, like, a Mel Brooks movie.
And every
where, like,
Mel Brooks movie?
Yeah. But I just found out. So, and if you go into the IMDb page, it's like, no, that was a joke. They're not actually going to make a Kung Pao 2. And then in 2015, yeah, we're going to make Kung Pao 2.
Oh,
so
really?
It's in production right now.
Nice.
Really? Yeah. I'm so happy right now.
Yeah,
well,
so
then Spaceballs too.
Yeah, so I was going to say, it's like very much like
Mel
Spaceballs.
Yeah.
They are making a part two.
Oh, yeah, like freaking...
Are you crying? Are you crying right now?
No.
Are you crying for Kung Pao?
I'm so
no.
emotional.
I'm so happy. No, I was going to say... no, we were talking about allergies earlier. My eyes like just itch
yeah.
up a fucking storm. No, I was going to say, I really hope Rick Moranis comes back for... fucking Spaceballs too. Darth Helmet.
I think
I really
if
hope,
there was something that would bring him out of retirement, it would be
I
that.
Really hope John Candy comes and...
Comes back from the dead.
Yeah, and also...
or better yet, they could just get Chris Farley play him.
And Pizza the Hut.
And Joan Rivers.
Yeah, I want Pizza the Hut. Yeah, Joan Rivers and Pizza the Hut and...
All those amazing people that...
How are they going to make the movie?
Dom DeLuise.
Yeah, Dom DeLuise.
Oh, man. He's
Dude,
one of my favorite comedians.
I'm glad he's still around and able to make the movie, like... Everyone else.
Did I just saw robot
Sad.
Chicken.
Insert cricket sound effect.
Yeah. And crying. They're doing Kung Pao 2. I'm so happy.
So, Kung Pao.
Go on.
I don't know. I mean, as much as I like this movie, it's really hard to just, like, you know, other than just... This movie is just full of just quotable bullshit.
It's honestly just one of those movies you just turn your brain off and watch, and then you can just quote it later. Like, it's not intelligent at all. It's...
You have to watch this movie drunk.
No.
I wasn't drunk when I watched it last night,
yeah,
and
I enjoyed it.
You're naturally drunk all the time.
That's kind of true. A little bit.
Also, it's just great if you want to annoy people. You just, you know, the... That or the
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it is. Or no, the never, ever, ever, never, ever, ever,
That's a
and no, I do it to John all the time. Like, whenever he's like, oh, I can't do that. Never do it. He's like, oh, please don't do that. I'm like, never do it. My marriage.
I think I'm getting there now, too.
It's just me annoying John all the time. That's all it is.
Hey, we're married.
That's really a sign of it.
All you need is that piece of paper. That's all you need.
We don't need a stinking piece of paper.
Just live together for 7 years.
You get some tax breaks. Some good ones, too.
That's what babies are for.
It's not worth it. No, I'm kidding.
Once you have...
Yeah, I always heard that you like get more like help from the government, like
when you
if
have
you're
a baby.
Not married and have a baby.
No, well, no. All it is once you guys have a baby together, you
Someone told me as soon as you get married,
nah,
like,
the internet
it wasn't the internet.
Fuck you.
It was an actual living person. I can't remember who
it
was,
it on the mics.
But I remember the conversation. God damn it, it was a person talking.
How?
To me.
He was drunk.
It was a person. But no, somebody told me like as soon as you get married, like the government helps you a lot less. And I remember thinking like, God, I hope that Matt doesn't find this out or else we're never gonna get fucking married.
Ta-da!
But, here we are. But no,
what about Gene Simmons' life?
No, me and Mariah, me and Mariah started getting like way better tax breaks when we got married. Yeah.
Somebody lied to me then.
I think.
Oh no, on the internet.
It wasn't the internet.
How'd you communicate with this person?
It was like through mouth to mouth.
You don't meet people.
You were
like,
they were making
was it
out.
Ass to mouth because you've never asked to
were
mouth.
Were you making out with some guy?
No, it was mouth to mouth. It was CPR. It was like we were making out and oh shit.
And he was blowing into your mouth forcefully.
Well, at least it wasn't ass to mouth.
Best of trout.
Don't get married.
See, that's the thing. He was just trying to get it in. He was telling you, see, there's no commitment.
Get it in where?
Your mouth, clearly.
My mouth?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because once you have babies, then you don't get no.
That's right. You gotta lick it before you stick it.
Babies are made in my mouth?
Yeah.
No, that's why he was trying to get it
God,
in your mouth.
I've eaten.
Do you biology?
I've eaten so many babies, you guys.
I remember one time in
am I a cannibal?
Stacey just admitted that she gives blowjobs.
To who?
Oh, you ain't getting any.
Oh, man.
The voice cracking is really what made that.
It reminds me of our sex ed class in high school when one kid was like, can a girl get pregnant from anal sex?
Do you biology?
What?
Well, sort of if it like
we're
drips,
seniors.
It drips into.
Yeah, and you want like a poo child.
Okay, no, this isn't Scrubs, okay?
Poo child.
Be honest, was it Kelly? Did Kelly
That's
ask
a bad
that?
No. Name, too. No.
I see Kelly answering that question.
Whenever I was in...
Kelly, we asked jokingly. This kid was honest.
When I was in that class, I asked why it's called a beaver.
Oh.
I'll be damned.
The teacher did not know what to say.
Like, actually, I don't really know.
What he did is he had us all push our desks to the side of the wall and sit in a big-ass circle in the
and
classroom.
Bang.
He turned the lights down like
is mood, this a suspenders
like,
teacher?
Like mood lighting. It was fifth, wow. It was like fifth or sixth grade.
Did they
light
candles too?
No. Just turn the lights down.
He's like, my darling,
now, if you guys have some slang
can't get
words,
enough your love, babe.
If you guys have slang words that you want described or explained, say them now. And
vagina!
I was like, why is it called a beaver?
Oh God!
And he had no. He did not know. He's like, I don't know because
this is one of those words you call.
Because you see, and somebody was like, because it's hairy and has teeth.
Oh, God.
Vagina dentiata. Vagina
dentiata.
Well,
you see, why it's called a beaver is because the fact that men call their stuff wood.
Oh, God damn.
And you chop the wood.
Oh, my God.
And
oh,
beavers
my God.
Damn.
Take in wood.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
There you go.
Mind blown.
And this PSA has been brought to you by Nerd Noise.
The more you know.
Now, why do they...
And Star goes by with the rainbow and ding. CBS makes a little money.
CNN.
NBC.
And remember, kids, two beavers are better than one.
It's true.
Ooh.
Angry
now,
beavers.
Now, why did they call it a yogurt slinger?
Oh, ugh.
You really want to get into this?
Why are you hitting the drum? We're recording. That's totally unprofessional.
You're talking about beavers.
Touché.
It's been a while since I've seen Drunk Stacy. I miss Drunk Stacy.
Well, yeah, we should totally go sit on the night on your couch.
I swear I won't puke on this couch.
Ugh! Or the hallway.
As long as no one makes me chug a White Russian.
Oh, no one made you.
No.
No one made you.
The cards made me chug the White
nobody
Russian.
Nobody dared me to drink this White Russian.
That is honestly why I forgave you with the futate, because I kind of made a bad call.
Trish had literally just made me a White Russian. Here you go.
Oh, then I'm blaming Trish.
My name gets called to go and pull a little card from the thing. I pull a card, and it says, chug the drink you have, then
finish your drink.
The bad decision was eating like a pound of tamales and also a bottle of wine at my parents' house beforehand.
Dude, she walked in so drunk. And
I did not know.
That was so fun.
that was... Whatever, I'm fun.
A pound of tamales would be like
you
two
seriously
tamales.
Are not the only person who's ever thrown up in my carpet.
That's what I've been told.
Phrasing, I know, but...
Oh, wow.
No. So fuck everybody, but it's a rite of passage.
No, Alan...
But you generated the most mass.
I'm impressive, okay? Fuck you.
Let's post that picture on the podcast page. Kim cleaning up the carpet, looking at Stacy.
I wasn't raging at her. In fact, I was being really nice, I thought.
No, the picture, though, it has your faces...
Yeah, because you made her do
no,
that.
No, she made it.
Oh.
You weren't there.
I was there. I wasn't coherent.
She was there in body, but not in spirit.
No, he was taking care of
she
you.
Was there in
I
spirits.
Was bringing water. I brought a clean washcloth to clean you off, and then I went rinsed it off to put a cold washcloth on your head so you wouldn't overheat.
And then nobody ever let me forget.
Good.
Never, that's what happens. Never
like
forget.
Like I said, at the Bethel house. Two people and my husband literally couldn't fight me off of the toilet because it was my toilet and I did not want to leave it. I was so drunk. Nice. Apparently,
this
when I'm drunk,
friend.
I have like, yeah.
This is my porcelain best friend.
And man, John's like, honey, he was like, honey, you gotta let go. That's we gotta get you home. Not my toilet. I can't leave it.
You finna put it in a circle. No, I'm mine now. Are we ever going to talk about the movie?
No, I don't think so.
One day we're going to talk about the movie.
Come pal, what are we talking about?
Talk about
that
movie
podcast built on a foundation of bullshit.
Built on a foundation
we're
of bullshit.
We're finally fertilized.
Yeah.
Since 2015.
Ain't no drought. Ain't no drought.
Built
no
on
drought.
A foundation of bullshit.
They're trying to save a 3-inch fish, sending water back to the ocean.
It's 3-inch fish, the three-eyed fish. Simpsons.
So what were some of your favorite gags from the movie?
One of my favorite ones was when you can see over the waterfall and you can see the Titanic underneath.
Oh, yeah, and then
okay,
a whale.
I did see that for a moment. I saw Titanic down there, and I was like, I was kept waiting in that scene for it to, like, reference it. Are we just not going to mention the Titanic down there then? Okay, fine.
Also, a whale falls on
top
of them.
Yeah.
Well, they say, whale, whale, when they're falling.
One of my favorite gags, though, was the stupid dog.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, it clearly barks, but then, a couple seconds later, arg!
Oh, yeah.
Or what about at the beginning? Who is he? And the guy's just moving his mouth for, like,
know.
The longest time, and he goes, no idea.
I have no idea.
There was a lot of good... I read that that Steve Odekirk actually wrote a bunch of gibberish dialogue for them to say while filming, so that when he overdubbed it, it looked totally
Yeah, so, like, the actual lines that they were reading off were just... nonsense.
Like Simlish?
Not Simlish, just like they were actual words that just made no sense in context.
There was no context for them to make sense in. Yeah, it was just...
In choir, we called it watermeloning.
Watermelon crawl?
When you forget the words, the song you're singing, just mouth watermelon so it looks like you're singing along.
Yeah, that's great.
I always just look like a dying fish, just...
I want to see a video of this. You standing up on stage just looking like you're having a stroke.
I don't know if there is any video. It was in junior high when I was in choir. Just like, fuck it.
That boy is having a stroke.
Better than the boy that's looking around and picking his nose.
He's from the leg up program.
So anyway, let's just keep going.
So, beavers.
Maybe we can actually talk about the movie now that Stacey's gone.
What? I'm like, what is there more to talk about? I mean,
I don't know. Let's just go.
Let's
on
just
to...
jump into your favorite lines. Favorite.
No, no, that change. We should wait for Stacey. I think
we should do it and then see if she says any of the lines that we already mentioned.
Okay, let's do it.
And then we could, and then if she's drunk enough, we could try to see if we could fool her into. We already said that.
I blew my favorite line already, which was "My nipples look like milk duds," and I didn't write down any others. So,
oh, I have like so like that's a lot of nuts. That's definitely up there.
Yeah. I need gerbil chucks.
I need gopher chucks.
Gopher chucks, yeah. That was pretty funny. I just love when the baby's rolling down the hills. I laughed so hard. I couldn't stop. Oh, man. I haven't laughed that hard in a long time, so it was freaking awesome.
I really love this movie. Like, this is one of those movies that I just occasionally, I'll put it on just because it's like, if I'm doing something, I can listen to it and just laugh.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you don't actually necessarily have to watch it. Just hearing the gags, you're laughing.
Yeah.
You're like, I can't believe that just fucking happened.
I fell asleep at the very end before they started, like, it was at the after the end of the movie, but then they go right into the Kung Pao 2.
Mm-hmm.
I fell asleep. I slept through that whole thing, and then I woke up, and then I just rewound it, like, 10 minutes and then watched that mm-hmm. again. But that was weird.
No, I also like the, shit, what scene was it? I like the, your shoes are red, or your shirt is red, yeah. Now it's black. Shirt is
red.
I like how, yeah, whenever he's walking back, he just goes,
I'm a great magician.
And he mm-hmm. goes, red shirt, and then he comes on the screen, he's got red shirt.
All right, favorite lines. Jason, go.
I did it. My nipples look like milk duds.
Stacey, favorite line.
Ooey, 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 ooey.
Kim, favorite line.
We're just blowing through it.
How about, okay, actually, no.
There's not much dialogue.
The one line that I will say, especially when I'm playing Halo or something, is like, you know, try my nuts to your fist style.
I do yeah. say that a lot too.
And like, and then like, if I die, I'll be like, I'm bleeding, making me the victor.
Yeah.
I quote that movie like all the time when I'm playing like online like PvP stuff.
This is Wimp. What is his name? Wimp Low.
Wimp Low.
Wimp Low. Yeah. We trained him bad on purpose.
As a joke.
Or like the, I see the way you look at him. I'm a man too, you know. I'm pee-pee standing up. Wimp Low is just great. Like, he says some of the best shit in the life.
I think my favorite line, a little bit more dialogue. I've been called a bad before. Many have said I do things that are not correct to do. I do not believe in talk such as this. I am a nice man with happy feelings all of the time. First, a joke. What do you get when you cross an L with a bungee cord?
This sounds like a description from like a Chinese seller on eBay.
My ass. Enough.
Oh, man. It's good shit.
No, or like a language.
Good to you, soft in texture.
When Link comes in, please stop. Wimplo sucks as a fighter. A child could beat him.
How about favorite character?
Honestly, like I said earlier, like the three-way tie. Like, I love Wimplo. Wimplo was like one of the funniest things in that movie. I also love the "That's a lot of nuts" guy. Like, because every time I watch that movie, that line always just, I crack up. And then I also just, I love the stereo guy. The stereo guy, like, it was amazing.
He was a contender.
Jason, favorite character.
You guys don't want to guess mine?
Oh, yeah. Stacey, favorite character.
Okay, my favorite character was the bitch with one titty.
Yeah, who's in, like, one scene?
Well, two scenes.
And she's in some flashbacks.
She's in a flashback. One scene in a flashback. But she's the only one that inspires you to watch the sequel. Because she's like, hey, I'm going to be the sequel, guys.
I will see
guys.
You again in you will, Kung Pao
you
2.
You will see me again. You'll see me in my one titty in the sequel. My guess for Jason's favorite character is the tongue.
Oh, God.
So, my favorite character might be actually the That's a Lot of Nuts guy.
Yeah.
Because that's the only, like, genuine laugh that I always get. Like, no matter what mood I'm in, if I'm drunk or sober, I'm always going to laugh at that part. Also, the guy that trains Kung Pao, I can't remember, Master whatever.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What's his name?
I can't remember his name, but just because like the slogans that he sings all the time.
Yeah,
Bell, I think
it's
Taco Bell.
It's Master Tang.
Master Tang. Get your burrito.
Master
what? Your burrito.
Master
and that,
Pain.
And that one Taco Bell bag, like superimposed in
nah,
the
nah,
scene.
Nah,
yeah.
Nah, nah, nah. Neo.
Taco Bell. Taco
nah,
Bell.
Nah,
product
nah,
placement
nah,
for Taco
nah,
Bell.
Nah. Spawn.
Yeah.
Let or me the- know if you see a Radio Shack.
Or how about the...
Good
no,
luck finding
no.
one of those nowadays.
This works for both of
this
us.
This works for both of us.
Another...
And he's just killing.
Yeah. And they said the wound didn't close up all the way.
Or,
All right, so Jason's favorite character.
I'm going to say Stereo Guy.
I'm going to say Wimplo.
You're all wrong.
It was the cow!
No. Oh, God fuck no. Ow.
Wait.
It was the ventriloquists.
Oh,
what? We were two ventriloquists.
I think I must have been...
I swing a little more. I swing a little less.
I think I might have been dozed off at that point. I was fighting sleep throughout this whole
Me too.
Movie. There was at least like five times where I realized that my eyes were closed, but I was listening to it. And then I was like, open your damn eyes. Matt's going to see you're sleeping. And at one point, I do remember him looking back to like see if I was sleeping. Yeah. And then
that was like the first 5 minutes.
I said something about how I was tired and I was like fighting sleep, and he was like, "Yeah, me too." And then at that point, I was like, "Oh, well, I don't fucking care if he sees it. I'm like dozing off now. If he's doing it too, but
chosen one. I'm beyond the wall."
No, I just also thought of the
bitches today.
We're children.
Yeah. That was so funny.
When they're just running
through with the fireworks.
We're children. Like,
that kind of shit, like just going on in the background.
We need some ambient
perfect.
Kid noises and go.
We're children.
That was the old, like some of the only other voice acting too is actual kids.
Yeah. I could do that shit. Pay me like, $25 to do some child voice acting.
All right, favorite scene.
Always weird with me.
Oh, although I have to say, another contender for favorite character was the narrator who was Master Ping or whatever his name was. Because that was perfect.
I can't
perfect.
Believe your favorite character wasn't the tongue.
I hated the tongue.
Oh, Master Tang. I love the bit where I love the bit where he punches the hole in the guy. Yeah. He goes, "Is that even possible?" I mean, like, I'm not a doctor, but there's like organs and cartilage and shit. I don't think that could happen.
Right, man. that kind of stuff was just, and he sounded more Mexican. than Asian.
I just love all the scenes with Wimplo, but you know what? Actually, no. The best scene to me, the one that always makes me laugh, is like I said earlier, when the stereo's playing, like, it's got to be a morning after or something, and then throwing star, guy leaves, and he comes back, and he just gets into Black Betty. Like, that. I don't know why that shit cracks me up. I think it's like, I relate to that guy, because I'd probably be the same way, like, oh, shit, and then come back like, yeah!
Or like, even... puts in a can of
yeah, even in that scene, like, when you just see him in the background, they're all fighting, and he's just in the background doing this, like, dancing.
He's gonna play Sir Mix-a-Lot, and then he'll hit you with the claw.
It really hurts.
He learned an important
Minaj
lesson that day.
Like fucking remake about of it Iron so Claws. Many years later, and it'll suck.
Oh no! You know what? Another funny scene was I have two options at this point. A, I could do this and this and this, or B, I could do this, and then he doesn't do either. He goes, "That shit really hurt."
Surprise! It was secret answer C. Oh fuck!
Stacey, favorite scene.
My favorite scene was the one where it was, did Chosen One have a name besides Chosen
nope,
One?
No, Chosen One.
Okay, Chosen One
He was raised by squirrels. Or chipmunks
Rats.
Or whatever.
Chosen Rats. One and the guy wearing the mask, where it was just like the back and forth between them. Boom, boom,
the camera zooming in and out.
Yeah, the zoom ins.
And then one point he's just like smiling.
The extreme zoom ins that went on for like way too long.
That's just
back
like
and
kung
forth.
Fu movies, though.
I really like when movies do things in excess like that because it's like, it's always like comedy rule of three. So if you do it three times, it's funny. But when they do it like eight times, it's like, oh my God.
She's drunk.
I as somebody who has grown up in like doing. Theater and
oh,
shit.
Oh, look, I'm a theater person.
Hey.
I was gonna say, we didn't say shit when Kim was talking about doing Shrek earlier and taking the time off from Bird Noise, but when Stacey talks about comedy rule of three,
it's as though
fuck you.
We had a guest.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
I'm so glad that I'm not the one getting bagged on.
Damn it. God damn it. I will bag you. I will put you in a body bag, Jason.
Try. Go ahead and try, Stacey.
Like you're tall. You're really tall.
Go ahead and try.
I feel like I need to move my chair back so she has room to pounce.
No, just because I'm used to comedy rule of three. It has been drilled into my head. So when things like overdo it like that,
yeah,
it's
good.
It's really funny to me because
sometimes
I keep
good,
waiting.
But
I,
if you overdo the overdoing well, it, it's just like ugh.
Because it gets to the point where you're waiting for it to be done, and you're like, okay, this is gonna be the last time, and they do it again, and they do it again, and they do it again, and you're like, oh my God. This is just ridiculous now. It's like, it's past being funny. It's just dumb, but I still like it.
Well, a lot of stuff like that where it's like, okay, the fifth time, not funny. Sixth time, okay, that was kind of funny. And then
I know. You get to the point where it's not funny anymore, and they do it again. It's like, okay, it's still funny.
I just love How I Met Your Mother, where they're listening to 500 Miles.
Yeah. Oh, yes, it's like, exactly. That is the perfect comparison. It's like, okay, I'm tired of it. No, it comes back around.
Give it a shot. It'll come back.
It'll come back around.
Give it some time. It'll come back.
All right, and Jason, the next favorite scene.
The color
Matt's
changing
trying
clothes.
To keep this moving.
I love that scene, man.
Your shirt is red. Black shirt.
Yeah, that was my favorite thing, is just like, just the voiceovers just being so ridiculous like they were. It was Diker. Perfect. Diker. And I like how he's talking.
Birdie.
He's like
Birdie.
Saying, he's Birdie. Saying like, Birdie, he's Birdie actually funny, like yeah. having dialogue that moves the story along, and then he just goes, black shirt, and then the guy comes on the screen. It's just perfect.
I feel like it was like a guy that was like just home by himself in his underwear on a Sunday watching kung fu movies.
And talking like, into a microphone.
And making up the dialogue as he's watching. Like just sitting on the edge of the bed in his towel after he just got out of the shower. And he's like, talking to himself.
Like Hawkins Chick.
Yes, exactly. Exactly like that.
So my favorite scene, for some reason, every time the only other scene that gets me to generally laugh is when the towards the beginning when that army is like fighting him, and the mask guy that they zoom in from Stacy's scene throws that smoke bomb.
Oh.
And just looks so sad and defeated. It's just like a little pathetic puff.
You're expecting it to be a big old thing, and it's just anticlimactic. And you can even see, even though he's wearing the mask, you can tell he's got sad face behind that mask.
You know, I'm surprised nobody said the net scene, because the net scene's pretty funny, too.
Well, because like half you guys said that it was your favorite character, so...
What, the net?
The net was my favorite character.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I thought she said the nut.
No. Where he gets that net. Little tiny net thrown at him, okay, and then he's like trying to breathe out of the holes and freaking out. And then, I know, rewind the scene.
Yeah. And then he's just running backwards.
Yes.
Damn it.
All right. How about we go to ratings? Let's do this. I want to rate this movie 2 out of 2 nipples.
Milk duds?
Yeah. 2 out of 2 milk dud nipples.
Okay.
Stacy.
I give it 2 ooey-ooey-oos. And a whack. There.
Is that 4 different items?
Yeah, it sounded like.
An ooey-ooey and a whack.
Kim. Rating.
Fuck you, it was a great rating.
It was
fuck
a good,
you.
No, it was a great rating.
Stop shaking your head and looking at your clipboard.
All right.
It's not a clipboard, it's a notebook.
Notebook, spiral notebook, whatever, I'm drunk, I don't care.
All right, I will give this a nuts to 3 thumbs up, fist style. I don't know.
That is 3 thumbs up.
3 fists up your butt.
I don't know, fisting.
No,
shit.
That was good, I like that one. That's my favorite rating of the night.
Enter the fist entering your butt.
There you go.
Ooh. Entering fist.
I am going to give this 4 out of 10 party and desert creatures.
That scene was funny. All those little puppets just like, he's all, yeah. In the fire. Oh, it's good shit. So, I think that's it.
All right. Kung Pao, Angel the Fist. Watch it drunk or don't watch it.
Just no, that's watch right. It. Just watch it.
Most movies are drunk. Best watched drunk.
This is the one.
That's right.
The chosen one.
The chosen one.
Chosen one!
All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. And tell your friends. Right?
Right.
Yeah. Sure. Tell your family.
Have you told your friends yet?
Or if you don't like us, tell your enemies. I mean, they probably will like us if you don't like us.
That's right. Because you have poor taste.
Yeah, obviously.
And how did you,
friends
how
of
did
mine.
You listen all the way through this if you don't like us?
If you don't like us, why are you listening to this point? Like, you're just torturing yourself. With
well, lots of times podcasts are bad. I just skip through. Until it gets...
Oh, real quick to the one listener.
Hi, Mom.
You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/thatmoviepod, Twitter at thatmoviepod, Instagram at thatmoviepod. Our email is thatmoviepodcast@gmail.com, or you can go to mcbuttstuff.com. That's mcbuttstuff.com. And that is a real thing. Look it
up.
Mcbuttstuff. That's right.
Totally not lying to you.
Seriously, go to mcbuttstuff.com.
Yeah, you don't need an incognito browser.
No.
No, yeah, it's fine.
Totally not going to get red flagged.
And, okay, so again, with Patreon, you can go to patreon.com/thatmoviepod. And
every dollar counts.
That's right. If you like us, donate. And also, if you've got some ideas for rewards, like things you would like to get from us somehow, tell us in the comments on the Facebooks or
and if you have a movie that you'd like us to talk about, please let us know.
Yeah, and that's going to be one of the rewards is if you donate so much in that month, then we'll have you on.
Yeah, we can Skype you in, like.
Or, I mean.
You've done it before.
That's right.
Or come over.
Or come over.
If you're local.
Yeah.
Come on
over. Or if you're not.
Get drunk with us. You can see what we do.
You can Skype while you're here with us.
You can.
That's
like,
true. You could just Skype to your actual friends while,
yeah.
while we talk in the background.
You can get an inside look at the kind of bullshit that we don't let you guys hear.
That's right. Which is actually not that much.
There's quite a bit of it.
It's mostly
what makes it on the show.
They have to edit a lot of me out.
Only drunk Stacey.
McButt stuff.
Which is pretty much Stacey all the time.
Anyway,
Stacey all the time, Kim, Stacey all the time.
Any things you want to shout out at the end of the podcast here?
Check out Fox Sports 5 News for entertainment news. Check out Nerd Noise, of course. We are on Instagram, Nerd Noise. We're on Nerd Noise tweets, Twitter, Facebook, Nerd Noise, everything Nerd Noise, just all the Nerd Noise-ness.
Nerd Noise-ness.
Nerd Noise-ness.
And it's nerdnoisepodcast.com, right?
Yes.
Nerdnoise.com.
Don't go to nerdnoise.com. We talked about this.
It's nerdnoisepodcast.com. We're going to try to do a little bit more with the website as far as, you know, posting reviews and stuff like that a lot more.
Awesome.
And... Yeah, give these guys money.
Wait, you guys are
money.
Trying to butt into the movie reviews?
Well, we write them out. We're
what
not as entertaining
fuck?
As you guys. We're no writing shit. Them out. We're not doing the entertaining format like you guys. We're doing
aww,
review haikus.
Thanks.
Review haikus.
Oh, that's cool. I need to look those up. I don't think I've seen any.
I've written two.
I'm a terrible fan of your show, apparently.
I'm just really bad at haikus.
I listen to the podcast.
They're hard.
Haikus
are difficult.
Fuck a haiku.
But you want me to read one?
Yes, do it.
We need a sample. Nerd noise sample. Pew 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 pew. Wow 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 wow.
I have to drive home with this.
Yeah, these are all sound bites that I'm gonna
Once
cut out too.
Once we get in the car and we're driving for like 10 minutes, I fall asleep. I don't know why he's.
She's just like a baby. She's like really loud
extremely.
And then once you start driving
exactly.
she falls asleep.
Once you put me in the car for an extended period of time, I am out.
And once a month, she wears diapers.
Strap her into her car seat.
Okay, so this was the first one this is the first haiku
diapers.
I wrote.
I'm a grown ass woman. I wear tampons.
Yeah,
fuck you.
Sticks a stick up her hoo-ha.
Which, by the way,
as far as
technology is advanced, can we please create a tampon that actually feels pleasurable to you?
No, it's your sin. You did this.
Damn you, Eve!
Oh, that was beautiful.
That was good.
Oh.
That's another soundbite.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
I'm glad it wasn't taking a drink there because it would have been all over the mic.
Okay, all over us. Fuck.
All right, let's hear this.
Fuck.
This okay. review haiku.
Review haiku. This is my first one, so be gentle. Be gentle.
Oh my God, Stacey, shut up!
So it was for Justice League Gods and Monsters. So I put Origins Anew, Justice Not So Black and White, Dark, Bold, Give Us More.
Fight, fight,
the
fight.
The neighbors liked it.
Yeah! No, but then, like, yeah, we do review haikus, and then we'll give additional notes as to why we liked it.
Oh, nice.
But,
that's cool.
So, yeah.
NerdNoisePodcast.com.
That's right.
Our bad poetry is there for you to read.
Yeah. Okay, other than that, Longbox.fm. Go check that shit out.
Sounds like it's talking about a dick.
Yeah,
that's kind of
trouble. No, long box, actually. That's no, like a big old vagina.
That's a 6-foot vagina.
6-foot vagina.
And with that,
bye,
goodbye,
everybody.
Pleasant
everybody.
Hooters.
Semper Fidelis Tyrannosaurus.
And some other shit.
Yeah. This is CNN. This
Latin.
Is CNN.
That's a lot of nuts.
Yes.
That's the smallest, like the cutest, most adorable bottle of whiskey I've ever seen.
Oh, well, you can take the label off and clean it out and give it to you.
I just want to kiss it.
There you go, mama got here you guys go. A here toy.
Give Hold it a on. Kiss. Give it a kiss and then take some of the innards.
You sing the song. Oh. The good
time. We were talking about next WonderCon. Megan and Nathan and me were talking about how we want to take a page out of your book and just drink while we're on the floor. And then we go, like, I guess you guys told Megan how you guys do, like, a drunken, like, crop dusting people.
Well, we said on the podcast.
Yeah, well, this last,
we said on the episode.
And I told him, like, no, I did that. I was like, remember the 1 year with you and Brittany and you're like, hey, you want some vodka?
That's every year.
Yeah. Well, no, but that 1 year yeah. I was like, Sbarro.
I think it's when I brought it's when I brought the fish vodka.
Yeah, the Swedish fish, yeah. And yeah, you poured like, I was like, sure. And I opened my cup, you like pour half half of the vodka. And I was like, actually, that was a pretty great experience. Yeah. I was just walking the floor with a Sbarro cup, just drinking vodka. Yeah. I was getting drunker and drunker and it was actually becoming way more fun.
That's why, actually, I haven't removed this since WonderCon, but I got this.
Yes.
It's probably like extra fermented by now.
Oh, yep.
I'm glad we got that recorded.
It has like a yeasty taste to it.
You're going to get a yeast infection in your mouth.
In your nose.
Not again.
Not again.